I'm a human rights officer. I worked on the protection of civilians. So I was visiting camp and interviewing women, family of EZD, girls who escaped from ISIL, or they were brought by their family. And later we working with the Iraqi army and other forces to protect civilians when they were fighting. We were following up to know if there was a violation. So I was following up with like all forces on the ground, and I was doing my daily report, and my supervisor and my boss, we were visiting even the detention of Iraqi who were like capturing ISIL. I'm proud of myself and of my team because we saved many, many people.
Jamila, you were married at the age of 13. How did you manage to go back to school at the age of 23? Was it difficult?
It was very difficult because of my kids, and we were very poor, and I was not seeing them. Second thing, because I was seeing all this violation against women, because we were not allowed to communicate with us outside of the village, and I saw many other killings, and there was no like accountability. Many women were committing suicide because of the men. I was prevented from seeing my family, and then they prevented me to work. And after that, I saw all the violence against women in that village. Like, in 1 year, I saw 3 women kill themselves, or killed them, and they said they killed themselves. I tried all the methods to convince my husband and his family to study, and they refused all. So I changed my method. Then I studied, and I studied home. I had like primary school education. I studied home with work, with the farm and everything. I finished high school in 6 years.
Now we are in the year 2020. Is it better, worse, or the same for Iraqi women?
Media has a big role, especially social media. If any woman gets violence committed against her, everyone knows. But before that, no one, unless you are in that village or you are close to her family. We have numbers, but it's much, much better because they are afraid of law and order.
Now, Iraq is in a unique situation, one crisis after another, and you work in the field of human rights. How can we apply human rights to a country during crisis?
We can support the government, but the government we support should be elected by the people, and people accept it, and then you can support that. The crisis now is all about human rights, like right to life, right to food, right to health. We don't have all that. We have it for some people, and we don't have because it's not equal. I'm optimistic that things will change because now people not thinking about the parties and the religion. They saying we are one, and this is very important for us. They don't say we are Shia, we support Shia, or we are Sunnah, we support Sunnah, or we are Christian, we support Christian. They say we support Iraq, we want to win Iraq. And that's what the demonstration, the street tell us, because they don't have a freedom of expression. They don't have a right of education. They don't have right of health. Health system is horrible. But it needs time. But it will be the Iraq that we believe in and dream of. Because we have all the foundation. We just need management.